We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. We are starting the second wide line, which starts off with Akaris Baruch Hu Al-Oisa Avoy, and we're starting from Gehazi. We're going back to our Mishnah, which we learned about the four Hedyotis that don't have Chelek L'Olam Haba. Who are they? Bilam, V'doyeg, Ba'achi Toifel, V'Gehazi. The last one we're going to handle now is Gehazi, who's lost his Olam Haba also. We'll see how. There's a few different stories with Gehazi. There's one story with Naaman, but there's another, that alone wasn't a reason for him not to get Olam Haba. There's another Maisa with Gehazi, which tomorrow we'll start off with. And we'll get to the story with Naaman soon. Gehazi, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayelech Elisha Damasek. So why did he go to Damasek? Leich Azul, Omar Vichash, Hoch Lahachze Gehazi v'tshuva. He wanted to bring Gehazi back to Tshuva. Leich Azul, he did not do Tshuva. Amaloi, Elisha told Gehazi, Chazarbach, do tshuva. Amaloi, kach mekablani mecha, I was bekal from you, hachoyte yamachdi es harabim, eima speakim v'yod lasis tshuva. Someone who does aveira and makes other people do aveiras, ein maspikim v'yod lasis tshuva, we do not allow him, we don't give him a chance to do tshuva. My avad, what did he do wrong? Ige de amri, even sha'avas, tolo lechatas yirova, mamid ben shmayim la'aretz. Some say that he made a certain contraption that made the eagle, the golden calf of Yeravam, hang, be suspended mid-ear. What do you do? He covered the eagle with the special metal plates, and he put a magnet on the ceiling, and it couldn't, a hidden magnet, and the eagle was like floating in this in middle of the ear. And people thought that this is, wow, this is mamash the real thing. It has magic. It stays suspended in the ear. And because of that, it was machdis rabim. People thought that this golden calf was a real thing. V'yikadamri, shem chakamafia. He carved out the shem Hashem in the mouth of the eagle. V'hoysimacharezes v'meres. And it was used to talk, as you say. Anoichiv lo'yilacha. And this is also a way of being machshul the rabim. He pushed away Talmidim from Elisha. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, after Gehazi died, it says, it's very tight. And it's mashma, mechal, that has to loy have a tzar. It's not too tight. Why? Because Gehazi used to push away the Rabbanon. That's machdis rabbin, the Yad Rama says. That's machdis rabbin because he didn't let them learn. He didn't let Talmidim learn by Elisha. Tarabbanon. It's always smart that a Rebbe or a father should push away b'smoil and with the right hand be makarev, which means be makarev more than you push. Give compliments more than you criticize. Elisha pushed away Gehazi b'shtei yadayim. We'll see the story. And also, it's supposed to have the Gerasa, that's not in the art scroll. But loika Rishua ben Parachia, Shadoch vel Yeshua Hanoitri v'shtei yadayim. And not like Rishua ben Parachia that pushed away Yeshua Hanoitri with two hands. And we'll see that, we'll read the Gemara from the censor soon at the end of this Gemara. So first, Gehazi. What was the story of Gehazi that Elisha pushed away Gehazi with two hands? Gehazi, the Chassid says in the Pasuk. Vayoymer, we're going to read a lot of Pesukim over here. Vayoymer, Naaman, Hoyol Kach. So I have to give that, even though the Gemara doesn't speak it out, I have to give you the background of the story. Naaman was a general, and he got tzaras. And any doctor he went to, he was not healed. He was just terrible tzaras. So someone told him, go to Elisha, he'll help you. Elisha told him, go jump into the Yarden 7 times, be tovel there, and you get better. He said, ach, what are you talking about? It's a good joke. L'maisa, they told him, go try it. And he tried it, he got better. And he brought with him a huge present for Elisha, because someone told him Elisha's going to heal him. So he said he wanted to give Elisha a present. Elisha says, no, I'm not taking the present. Right after that, Gehazi, who's attending Elisha, tells Elisha, I gotta go somewhere, I gotta take care of some business. And Gehazi ran after Naaman, and he tells Naaman, could I have the present? Elisha changed his mind. So we'll read the Pesukah from there. So the Pasuk says this, V'yomer Naaman, Hoyel kach kikrayim, go take these two kikar of kesef, no, V'yomer Naaman, Hoyel kach kikrayim, Naaman says, he makes a shvu that he wants to take this. V'yifritz boy, and Gehazi begged him, and made a shvua, V'yotze kikrayim kesef shecharotim, he took the two kikar, and he wrapped them, ushtei chalifas b'gav, gave him 2 sets of clothing, v'yitin al shnei narav, v'yisul afonav, and was given to Gehazi's 2 narav, and he carried it for him. V'hu ba v'yamid al adoinav, v'yomer lo Elisha, ma'ayin Gehazi, where were you, Gehazi? Where were you just now? I didn't go anywhere. My ruach went with you when you went running after Naaman. Is the kachas kesef for the kachas that you took? And remember to count this. And you took begodim, bezesim, vikramim, vitzoyin, ubakar, avadim, ushvachais, which is 7 plus the kesef is 8. You took all that stuff. That's what it says in the psukim, like we just read in the Gemara. So the Gemara's question is: Umi shakal kuli hai? Did he take so many? Did he take so many things? It just says they took kesef. If you remember, we read in the beginning, but he only took the kikrayim and two kikrayim and two chalifas begodim. And here we now add up a whole bunch of things: begodim, zaysim, kromim, tzoyim, bokar, avodim, shvachas. Umi shakal hai? Kesef begodim with the shakal. Only took 2 things, not 8 things. So Rav Yitzchak, va'oyse shah. At that time when Gehazi left, they were talking and learning, and they were learning the sugya of B'shmoyna Shrotzim, which is 8. And Naaman, Sar, Tzava, so going back to the whole story, they were learning B'shmoyna Shrotzim. Gehazi and Elisha were learning the sugya of B'shmoyna Shrotzim. And Naaman, Sar, Tzava, Melech Aram, Hoya Metzaira. He was a Metzaira. Amar Lehi, Rebisa, Deshtabai, Ma'arad Yisrael. There was a certain captured, Ahura Bisa, that the Shtabai Ma'arad Yisrael, she was captured from Ma'arad Yisrael, she was there by Naaman, and she told Naaman, there's someone, Elisha, big Navi, who can help you. He asked, Elisha, Maslach, he'll heal you. He asked, Amalei, Zil Tful B'Yardin, go be Tavil in the Yardin. Amalei, Achukik M'chaikas, you're making a joke with me? Amalei, Hanu Dav Badei, the ones who are with him, said, my Nafkamina, try it. Zil Nasi, go try being Tavil. Also, he went and was tovel in the Yarden, ve'itzi, and he was healed. Also, Aisile Kolhani Denokat, he went to bring all his stuff, all his presents that he brought with him, he wanted to give to Elisha. It was even more than that Gehazi he took, an incredible amount of stuff. Loit Savilik Blumine, he didn't want to accept it. But Gehazi Ifta Mekamei, so Gehazi left, Mekamei Elisha, also Shakal Maida Shakal, and he put it away somewhere. And he also, when he came back, so had Elisha no taka, that's the way we went. Chazi Elisha Tzeras to Parcha Elai Reishu. He saw Tzeras on his forehead that he got from Naaman. Omalei Rasha, Hegia Eis Lita Schar Shmein Eshrotzim. So the reason why I said those 8 things is you're taking your schar for your learning in this world, you have to wait for the next world to take the schar. And because of that, it says that Elisha gave him a klolo. V'tzeras Naaman Tidbak Bach uvezaracha ad oilom. That you're going to have Tzeras forever, by Yetzei Mefanov Metzoyra Kasholek. And after that, for the rest of his life, Gehazi had Tzeras. Which means that Elisha gave him a very, very harsh punishment. He did a terrible thing. He gave a very harsh punishment. And the Gemara is saying is, Yishvim Karevas Piyamin and Doicha B'Smoil. That would have been better. He wouldn't have gone off so much. And there's one more pasuk about Gehazi. It says, V'arba Noshim Mitzorah Pesach Hashar. Rabbi Yechanan, who was referring to Gehazi Shoshabonov, his 3 children, because his 3 children also, I guess, helped also hide the stuff, so they all became Mitzirah. And over here, there's another girsa of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shua and Prachya Mahi, what's the case that Rabbi Shua and Prachya pushed away someone with too much? What was the story? I'm reading now a Gemara that's from the censor. It's most Gemaras don't have it. So, Kaklinu Yane Malka the Rabbanon, when Yane Malka killed all the Rabbanon, also Rabbi Shua and Prachya, and Yeshu, who was his Talmud, Lachsandri Yoshua Mitzrayim. And Shimon Meshetach stayed back in. Yane didn't kill Shimon Meshetach, it was his brother in law. Kavashalma, when it became more at peace by Yane Malach, so what happened was he sent the message, come back. So he sent the message. Shimon Shetach, Shalach Lei Shimon Shetach, Menir Shlaim Yerakarish, Lichi Achsanis HaMatzrayim, Achoysi Bali Shari B'Soychach, V'ni Anoche Sheva Shemema. And waiting for to come back. Come also, they're on the way back, V'Shalim Hu Yaspiza, they went to a certain inn, Ovle Yikaratuba, this innkeeper, she was a lady, she took care of them, Gevaldi, took care of Rav Shuma and Prachya and this Yeshu, she gave them great service. Omar, so Rav Shuma and Prachya said, Kama Yafach San Yizu, isn't this innkeeper great? Omalei, Yeshu, so Yeshu thought that Shua Prakash was talking about the way she looked. So Omalei, Yeshu, Rabbi, and that Trutoi, so eyes don't look so nice. Omalei, Rosha, Kachat, Isaac, do you think I'm looking at ladies, Mistakal, and that's what we're talking about? Apik, Avamei, Shupure, he took out 400 Shoifer, Vishamte, put him in Techerim. So Yeshu came back to Rav Shua Prachi a bunch of times to try to get mechila, get out of the cherim. A bunch of times, Omalei Kablon lo yavak mashkeve. He didn't want to accept him back. He came back to ask for mechila, and Sovla Kabuliach, and he was going to accept the tshuva of Yeshu. Ach v'lebiyadi, he made a motion with his hand that wait a second. But Yeshu thought, who saw mitcha dochle? He's pushing away again. Ozal zokav levinosa. He took a stone. Vishtach v'loy. He bowed out to him. Omle hadobach. Shu brachas said, be chayzer. Omle kach mekavlam yochal kol chayte machzer rab. I'm speaking of the last tshuva. Vamamar Yeshu anoitri kishuf vehemis vehidach es Yisrael. And that's the story of Yeshu because Rav Shua and Prachi are pushed away. Shadana gave him such a terrible oinish. He should have maybe been accepted him as tshuva right away. But there was some kind of tanya, I'm sure, Prachi, should not have been so harsh with him. Tanya, Yom Shem Relozo, Yetzer, Tinuk, Ve'isha, Te Small Doicha Mimikarevis. Yetzer is the Yetzahara of Taiva. You have to handle it with care. Because if you're too stuck with it, no one will have any children. And if you're too easy with it, then come to Avera. Tinuk and Isha also are very sensitive. You have to be careful with them, not to push them away too much. Te Small Doicha Mimikarevis. Tara Rabbanim, Gimel Chaloyim, Chola Elisha. There were three sicknesses that Elisha got sick. He got sick three times. Echad Shagir B'Davim B'Tanoikos. One was Einish because he sent the beers after the Tanoikos who were making fun of him. Ve'echad Shadachol Dechazi Gechazi B'Shayadayim. Another Einish of sickness came because he pushed away Gechazi. Ve'echad Shemeis Boy. And one he died because the Pasuk says, Ve'Elisha Chola as Choliyov, Ash Yomis Boy. Darshan Chola is one, Choliyov two, Ash Yomis Boy is three. The third one he died by. That's the three Cholam. Ad Avram, Tol Avram Avinu Lohei Zikna. There's no thing as Zikna. A person just died. Called the Chazi La Avram. I'm High Yitzchak. Called the Chazi La Avram. So the problem was that no one knew the difference between Avram and Yitzchak. Looked exactly the same, and they didn't age. So Boy Avram Rach made La Avram Zikna. Avram Abdamin to Hashem to do something called Zikna. Therefore, he looked a little older than Yitzchak. He knew who the father was, who the son. Shneim Avram Zokin Baba Yom. Ad Yaakov Levachosha, there's no anyone got weak before they died. They just died. Boy me rach me avachosha, because it's a mila to get a little weak before he dies. It's different. You call your kids together and give them the last testament. Shneim avayim el Yosef, hine avicha chayla, and ad Elisha leve inish chalosh mispach. Don't you think someone got deathly ill that got better? But also Elisha boy rach me he daven vispach and he got better. Shneim avelisha chalosh chol yoshemus, but you see that he got sick a few times before he died and he got deathly ill. But by him it was the first time by Elisha you find that someone got deathly ill and through tefila got healed. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Dor HaMabel, new Mishnah. Dor HaMabel, Ein Lehem Chelek Olam Haba, they don't have a Chelek Olam Haba, Dor HaMabel, Ve'in Eim Dibedin. And they also don't get woken up for Din, because they already got the Din in the Dor HaMabel. Shneim says in the Pasuk, Lo Yodin Ruchi Ve'odom, Lo Olam, Lo Yidim Lo Ruach. There won't be Yodin, there won't be Ruchi. No Olam Haba, and no Din. Dor HaFloga, Ein Lehem Chelek Olam Haba, Shneim Ha'Vayofetz Hashem, the Pasuk says, by the Dor HaFloga, it says, "Vayofetz Hashem oisam v'sham apnei kol ha'aretz v'yachlu v'nas the'ir." So that means, "Vayofetz Hashem oisam v'yom hazeh." Then the pasuk says, "Akein karsh ma'bav v'kishom bal Hashem s'fas kol ha'aretz v'sham afitzam Hashem apnei kol ha'aretz v'sham afitzam." That's loyal ma'bav. And so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Dar aflaga ilam chelik ma'bav." Anche shidoyim ilam chelik ma'bav. Shneimar ba'anche shidoyim ro'im v'chatom l'Hashem ve'oid. So ro'im means v'yom hazeh. But they stand up for din. They get. They do wake up for din. It's a chesaron. They get kahanim again. They get din again. So Rashi says elu was mean. Anchidar amava. Anchidar don't get din. You know why? Because so like the Rashi speaks out. Avoim the medin. The Tanakhama says it goes back on both. The Dor HaFloga and Dor HaMabel. Rabbi Chaim says Eil Ve'il, which means Rashi says Dor HaMabel and Anchi. No, Oim Dim Din means Dor HaFloga and Anchi Shdoim. Dor HaMabel says Ein Oim Dim Bedin. They got the Oinish. Then it says Dor HaFloga and Lama Ba, and then it says Anchi Shdoim and Lama Ba. Then it says Va'Oim Dim Bedin. The Rishash says going back on both Anchi Shdoim and Dor HaFloga. Rabbi Chaim says Eilu Ve'il Ein Oim Dim Bedin, which means the Anchi Dor HaMabel and Anchi Shdoim, they both got the Oinish already. So Rechem is arguing on Anchi Shdoim. But Dor HaFloga, they both agree that they are Oim Din Medin. They didn't get the Oinish yet, Dor HaFloga. They just got spread out. They didn't get the Oinish yet. They get the Oinish, Lo Asud Lavai. Shenamar says in the pasuk, Al kein lo yikumu. He's bringing Rechem from right himself. Al kein lo yikumu rishon on top of kufchesam alav. The mission on top of kufchesam alav. Al kein lo yikumu rishon by mishpat vechatam by dat tzadikim. Al kein lo yikumu rishon by mishpat zedar marvel. Vechatam by rishon don't stand up in by mishpat zedar marvel. Rashi says the dar marvel called rishon because says kirab ras adam. Vechatam by dat tzadikim el anshes doim because anshes doim are called ram vechatam. So chatam don't stand up at dat tzadikim el anshes doim. Both anshes doim and the dar marvel don't stand up l'din. Omruloi, he said to him, ain't oimdim v'dat tzadikim. Oimdim v'hashom. It's not a raya. They're oimdim v'das. They're not oimdim v'das tzadikim. They are oimdim v'das hashom. Miraglim ein chelik ha'bol shenem av yemusu anoshim oitzidim. It's aretz ram amagayf of nei hashem. By yemusu means by olam hazeh. Magayf means by olam haba. Dara midbar. Elam chelik ha'ba. Ve'in im de medin. This sounds like the dar who did the eagle. Shneim amidba hazeh yitamu v'sham yimusu. The Rabbi Kiva. Kiva says that double lashon. The mizze yitamu v'sham yimusu. They're going to die there. This is the dar did the eagle. The miraglim. They died in the midbar. They're not going to be im de medin. The Rabbi Kiva. Don't say the Rabbi Kiva. Explains, and Rashi explains later on Kofiram Beis that Karsi Bris Alai Zevach is talking about the Dara Midbo Bor Kabanis. They broke Kabanis before Matan Torah, and it says Isfuli Chasidus. Mashal explains Loshon Asifa is for Tzadikim, that they die as Loshon Asifa. They come back Leil Mabah. So Rabbi Yehuda argues with Kiva, says about they have Leil Mabah. Adas Kairach. Ain't a seed of lalas. They're not coming out of the ground. They're staying there forever. Shneimar v'tachas leim ha'aretz ba'il ma'zeh va'yoydu metoicha akar lo'il ma'ba. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer aleim ha'omer says in the pasuk Hashem meimis mechayim meirid shayal to go down in the depth of y'all that'll come out. So the Rabbi Eliezer again argues says that adas karech will come out of the ground and will come out lo'il ma'ba. So that's what we learned in our Mishnah. In the first Gemara we'll discuss ba'ariches the dar ha'mabel.